This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and with me, the founder of Audiophile, as well as one of its editors, Robin Witten. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Hello, Joe. It's great to be here this week.
It's always good to have you, because I know if you're here, I'm going to be talking about mysteries at some point.
Of course, you have my MO on this.
I do have your MO because it's my MO too. Give me a mystery. And it's amazing how long I can stay on that damn treadmill.
Well, we have to start off with one of the most anticipated mysteries of the summer. And that is Louise Penny's new title, The Madness of Crowds.
Oh.
Read by Robert Bathurst, as you might expect.
Tell me, are we in Three Pines?
Yes, we have gone back to Three Pines. Last year, I did love Paris, I have to say, but...
Much more than I did, but yes.
Chief Inspector Armand Gamache has returned to what seems to be the idyllic Quebec village of Three Pines. However, the snow globe atmosphere is intruded upon as a local college is hosting a professor to give a speech, and she is promoting eugenics.
Oh.
So this sets off quite a firestorm of all kinds for Armand. And
didn't we have that eugenics conversation like in the 20th century and decided it was a bad idea?
Yes.
But I thought so. Just checking.
Absolutely. But this sets up a very interesting debate and provocative topic for this mystery.
Okay. And how fares Three Pines?
Well, Three Pines, of course, comes out of the story, not exactly unscathed, but,
Well, it never does. I don't know how it's still standing, actually. But
what's so wonderful is that the characters with Gamache and his wife and family, his police colleagues, and the curious, all those crazy neighbors in Three Pines.
Oh, they're great. Now, I love his neighbors.
Yes.
I love that bistro. I love that bookstore. I love that boulangerie.
Well, that what's so interesting is Robert Bathurst, of course, has done many of these titles. So, you know, he is totally familiar with all these people and the places. You know, he seems to channel them, I think. He's done seven in this series.
Is it kind of a darker work?
I think it is. I think it's contemplating something very dark and, you know, as I said, provocative in a way that I don't always remember that Penny's stories are, Louise Penny's stories are. But I think what it brings out is what a master of psychology Gamache is. And also some of Robert Bathurst's brilliance in bringing that out with incredible subtlety.
Oh, God, he is so good. He really is so good. He is subtle, and I love that about his narration of this series. There's such intelligence and such warmth. You know, Gamache is so observational, and I think Bathurst conveys that so beautifully.
He really does. And you can hear in a very subtle touches the shifts in attitude and manner as the as conversations kind of get a little dicey, just in Robert's narration. And that's in the clip that I selected, so we could probably listen to that.
I have two minds with a single thought. I was just about to say, let's listen to a little bit. Okay. Do you have to set it up?
This is just Armand speaking with the chancellor of the college about this pending speech by Professor Robinson.
Okay. This is The Madness of Crowds by Louise Penny, and it's read by Robert Bathurst.
In her mid-70s now, Chancellor Auberge was a tireless champion for the university and an accomplished academic. And now, in the midst of her own holidays with her family, she'd made time for him, greeting him as though he'd been expected. And maybe, he thought, he had been. "What can I do for you, Armand?" "It's about Abigail Robinson." The shaped brows rose very slightly, her manicured hands folded one on top of the other, and he noticed a slight squeeze, but her expression remained pleasant. The Chancellor was smart enough not to feign ignorance. "Yes? What about her?" "You know she's speaking tomorrow afternoon at the university."
"I'd seen that, yes."
"And you approve?"
"It's not for me to approve or disapprove."
A very slight chill had crept into her voice, an early warning. "Nor is it for you."
So, Abigail Robinson is this professor who is positing eugenics as a way forward.
Yes. And the chancellor is supposed to be able to either allow her to speak or, you know, not allow her to speak. And that's what Armand is trying to negotiate here.
Yeah. I bet free speech comes up.
Oh, free speech indeed comes up. And of course, he's worried about violence. I mean, the whole idea of the madness of crowds is a very current issue. It's a great story. You know, there's a little levity on some, in places, of course, with the Three Pines neighbors. It is still grappling with a lot of very difficult topics and how people react to all of this free speech. And so I recommend it. I think it's brand new. So everyone's talking about it now. It's the time to listen to it.
Okay. We were talking about The Madness of Crowds by Louise Penny, read by Robert Bathurst. Robin, thank you so much. And I will talk to you mañana.
We will. Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Penguin Random House Audio. Penguin Random House Audio publishes the finest fiction and nonfiction audiobooks for adults and children. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.